Carl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As I await my guests, I got a couple guests who are supposed to be calling in. I am still happy to have with me Mr. Robert Penner, who is a historian and master of the arts. Robert, let's talk a little bit more before about the donation that you want to talk about.
Yeah, so like we were talking about earlier, I'm part of a group called the Get the Lead Out Coalition, and we have this program called the Clean Water for Pregnant People program, where we deliver water, canned water, from the nonprofit organization Canned Water for Kids to women or people that are pregnant, that live in homes in Milwaukee that have lead pipes. And like we were talking about, if you are drinking lead-contaminated water while pregnant, you could have very bad birth outcomes. You could have a stillbirth or low birth weight, a negative health effects, neurological effects throughout your life. Of the child being born. And so it's imperative that the city of Milwaukee speed up the process of removing these pipes. What we're trying to demonstrate here through this program is that if the city of Milwaukee is unwilling to provide people with the fundamental right of clean water, then it's going to have to be community members that do it. And, you know, there's opportunities to volunteer for delivery and stuff like that, but more than anything, we need donations to keep this program going, because it is not free to have this water delivered. We've gotten a lot of it donated so far, but we're going to need to start to get more, to purchase more.
And what's the site that you need to go to?
You can go to cw4k.org. That's the number 4, cw4k.org, to donate to this program. $125 sustains one pregnant person per month. We would love to have monthly donations to sustain one person coming in, but really anything helps. So we were really in desperate need of donations to keep this program rolling and continue to provide pregnant people with clean water, because the city is not willing to do so. And this year, Earl, 16,000 pregnant people will live in homes with contaminated water in the city of Milwaukee. And if that sounds like an outrageous number, it is.
Let me, as we await my call, I want to change up the subject.
Mm-hmm.
COVID is back.
Yes.
It's back. Why are people ignoring it?
Well, I mean, we've been told that it's not a problem, right? We've been told it's not a problem anymore. The officials at the highest level of our government have said, look, this isn't an issue. We need to get back to production. We need to get back to the economy rolling again.
And the frightening part of this is, we've seen this story. We're watching the sheer numbers rolling in.
Yes.
And even though we've been told that, when we're outside, we're safer.
Yeah.
But if you look at the numbers, they're continuing to expand.
Right.
Now, the ignoring of it doesn't change anything, right?
Right. Oh, no, absolutely not.
You know, we want to ignore things because, just want to put it out of your mind,
yeah.
Right?
That's what our country is famous for.
Yeah, man, so COVID is very few people are talking about COVID anymore.
Right.
And well, Summerfest is coming. All of the good things and having fun. And we just reached 1 million people.
Yeah,
right?
1 million deaths.
And you look at the way other nations, especially China, they're serious about it.
Oh, extremely serious.
Yeah, they're serious about it. And they're saying, we're not going to tolerate this.
Yeah.
And we're going to get people to do the right thing. Here, people say, we don't want masks anymore.
Right. And we just kind of let that happen. Yeah. We kind of let that happen. Because here, the idea is that, well, the individual is the most sacred unit in society. That the individual with the individual's freedom of choice is that's the most sacred. But what happens when the interests of one individual comes into contradiction with the rest?
Should never The individual should never supersede what's in the best interest of all of us.
Of the collective, right?
Right.
And in China, they have a collective society that's based on collective values.
And we say that what they are doing is insanity. Well, the people don't have any freedoms there. We have too many freedoms.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right. The freedom to spread disease. Is that a freedom that we should have? The freedom to spread white supremacy. Is that a freedom we should have?
I remember not too long ago, people on the right arguing about masks in schools.
Yeah.
Protecting children. Well, we don't want them to have masks. Oh, you don't? Why? Because we think wearing masks, there's something wrong with it. The government telling us.
Right.
You know, what we should do. I don't care. In this society, you have a right to be a fool.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. You can be boo-boo the fool.
Yeah, because at the height of COVID and what was going on, there were people who were refusing to wear masks and spreading the virus. Now, I'll tell you something, man. Now you're hearing them say, well, we need to get back to getting vaccinated and all those things. If we're getting to a point again where, and based on the numbers that we see,
mm-hmm.
COVID is back and we're going to have some issues, shouldn't we make sure that we keep focusing on that to do all that we can to mitigate it and not just ignore it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a public health crisis in a long line of continuing public health crises. And I think we've come to a point where we have to realize that this isn't something that's just going to go away. It's just going to poof, magic, gone. We're never going to have to worry about COVID again. No, in fact, we're going to have to continue to worry about COVID probably for the rest of our lives. And we're going to have to also be worrying about other diseases, other viruses that develop and come out as well. Because we're not equipped to be handling this stuff. We're spending too much time on military excursions, too much time and money on military excursions, on great world power conflict, on things like that, to be too worried about this virus and the other ones that will most certainly come after it. But if we want to preserve humanity, this has got to take top priority.
You know, I wanted to jump around. And this to me is one of those things. Why now? So you believe in UFOs?
Well, I mean, in terms of the unidentified flying objects, certainly there are objects that are flying that are not identified.
Yeah.
In terms of alien life
somewhere.
Forms. I'm a little less sure about that,
right.
and I don't think that if there are alien life forms that are more advanced than us that have mastered, this type of intergalactic travel, why would they want to come talk to us?
So here's why I'm asking you that, and I see Sam laughing at it. And no, he didn't go there, but I'm going there because for the first time in 50 years. The Congress discussing UFOs.
That's right? Right. That's right.
So what we used to talk about tongue in cheek, now, and you have to ask the question, why now? Why now is Congress coming out and talking about, and to scare the American people?
Yeah.
That, hey, there are UFOs out there, and we've got a history of it. And well, at the same time, you know, and maybe it's because then President Donald Trump created Space Force.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
Oh, Lord.
And now they're putting money in Space Force, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got to get the people to understand and believe. It's all of these things collectively that make you just shake your head as an American citizen.
Right. What are we doing? What are we doing when there are
What do we think?
Tens of thousands of children being poisoned by lead contamination. Why are we spending this time and money on, well, I mean, because it's a distraction, right? On the investigation of UFOs, the funding of a military, you know, military in space. I mean, there's an excellent book by the author Jody Dean. It's called either Aliens in America or UFOs in America, but it's about the phenomenology of the UFO, right? How does it aid? How has it worked in favor of the ruling class maintaining its hegemony on force?
You know, the House Intelligence Committee will hold a hearing about unidentified aerial phenomena, also known as UAPs, or another term for UFOs. The hearing is the first of its kind since the 1960s. Live science reported and will include questions of the officials about a 2021 report regarding UFOs. Do you believe in UFOs?
Ooh. Should be interesting. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.